This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 402 for Friday, May 20th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger on Friday, taking back some of the losses posted earlier in the week, as the underlying technical and fundamental signals remain supportive. Canola up $15 to over $20 in the most active months. July up $20.70 at $1,170.70 per ton. New crop November, it's up $12.10 at $1,060. Canadian markets will be closed Monday for Victoria Day, and pre-weekend positioning was likely behind some of the activity. Gains in Chicago soy oil and other world vegetable oil markets, including Malaysian palm oil, provided spillover support. Tight old crop supplies and uncertainty over new crop production also underpinned the canola market. Seeding remains delayed in the eastern prairies, although that moisture has improved dramatically over the past year. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, corn and wheat both lower. Soybeans continued to find support from solid export demand, the July contract up 14 cents at $17.05 per bushel. While there was no fresh business reported today, U.S. beans are said to be attractively priced compared to other options. Argentina's soybean harvest is just over three-quarters complete, according to a report out of that country. Corn, it is lower, taking some direction from wheat, the July contract down 4 cents at $7.78 per bushel. Improving seeding conditions across the parts of the Midwest should allow farmers to make some progress over the next week. With corn planting running behind a normal, there have been ideas that some corn area could be switched out into soybeans instead. Wheat, it is down across the board, continuing to back away from highs hit earlier this week and filling a gap on the charts. Minneapolis down 51 cents in the July contract at $12.78 per bushel. Kansas City down 42 cents in July at $12.52 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 31 cents in the July contract at $11.68 per bushel. Efforts by the United Nations to help Ukrainian wheat leave the country did pressure values, but the tight world supply situation and North American production concerns remained supportive overall. The final tally of the Wheat Quality Council's tour of U.S. winter wheat growing regions this past week pegged average yields at 39.7 bushels per acre. That's nearly 20 bushels below the year-ago level. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 20th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.